12th year in Shabbos continued. Vav Tishrei Hei Tov Shin Lam Zayin 9/30/76 September 3rd, 1976 Thursday.
I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says loishne mischavim loishne shein mischavim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the essential element in a certain ma'is aveira is the ma'is itself, the pulley itself, not the kavan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he knows here, does not intend to tear out any hair, but he just innocently. He just uses his hands and his hair, and he tears out his hair, so he's able to ma'isa aveira. So the essential element is not the kavanah, but the ma'isa, the pule. So Mimele, since this pule is doing anyway, he's going to enjoy the fragrance. So Mimele, Abaye says, he might as well be mechavein to enjoy the fragrance of the avodah. So keep legal the Rabbi Yehuda. Doma loish ne mischavim, loish ne shein mischavim. Efsherosa, Abaye ki Rabbi Yehuda. Virobo amaloch, at kan likom Rabbi Yehuda shein mischavim ki mischavim elu lechumre. Avu mischavim ki shein mischavim likul eloi. Now, when the Rashba says that if a person, if a tzvi is in the house, and then the person closes the door, so his primary kavone is to watch the door, to watch the house against Ganovi. And that he does every day. Whenever he walks out of the house and he finds that the door is open, he closes it in order to protect the house against Ganovi. But now that he knows there is a tzvi in the house, so he injects another kavone. He entertains another kavone to catch the tzvi, to apprehend the tzvi as well. So he says that it's muta. So what does it mean? So it's like loy efsher v'komecham. So it's mamish the tzior of loy efsher v'komecham, where Abaye and Rove Achilik in regard to Rabbi. Because how do the Rishonim explain loy efsher v'komecham? In other words, every day he goes through that block. Now today, on that block, the heathens are makhtek teres lavrizor. And he's going to enjoy the fragrance. He just can't help it. He will enjoy the fragrance. Even if he'll put cotton into his ears, he'll enjoy into his nose. So he'll still enjoy the fragrance. He'll still enjoy the fragrance. But he decides, inasmuch as I have to go that way, and I'm bound to enjoy the fragrance, I might as well have kavanah to enjoy it. So that means he's not doing it for the purpose of enjoying the fragrance. He's doing the act because every day he does the same act. And even if there hadn't been any fragrance, he still would do the same act. But now, agavuche, he's mechavim to enjoy the fragrance. So Abaye says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muta. Abaye says, Rove says it's osa. Now, what the Rashba says is a similar situation. In other words, every day when he finds the door of the house open, he immediately closes it, because he's afraid of Ganovi. Now, he also found the door of his house open, and he's doing, even if the tzvi had not been there, he would do the same act. But it happens that the tzvi is there. So Mimele, he entertains an additional Ganovi. But he would do the same act, even if the tzvi had not been there. So it's loy efsher v'komechavim. So he says it's muta. So what the kashi is, here, the Gemara says loy efsher v'komechavim. So first of all, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. So the halacha is like Rove. So it should be osa. And then even Abaye, who says that it's muter, so only Alib the Rabbi Yehuda says it's muter. But we pass like Rabbi Shimon. The Dovashin Mishabim is muter, so Kavoni is the essential element. And Alib the Rabbi Shimon, so even Abaye is made that it's osa. How can the Rashba pass contrary to the Gemara himself? So we have to say one thing. We have to say one thing. But this, what I'm saying in the Rashba, is not in line with what I said at the previous year. But what I said in the previous year, I said in connection with the Rambam Shite. But I didn't say it in connection with the Rashba. You see, I mentioned in the previous year the Reb Chaim, that the Reb Chaim says that Zikreishen Lo'ich Beslei is Mutar Alibid Reb Shimon, Midraisi. Because the Alibid Reb Shimon, there is an element of Kavon. So loyich peslei, even though it's tzikreishe, so it's not considered mischavim. Nichal is considered mischavim. Masheinke, alibed Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dovashin mischavim in kol atirikul yischayim, vashabes is made his potter, so only when there is no tzikreishe altogether, so then the element of yediyah is lacking. But if there is a tzikreishe loyich peslei, so the element of yediyah is not lacking. In other words, Reb Chaim emphasizes so many times that leches machsheves implies an element of idea, shamlocho naases, bidiyosi, not an idea of kavod. Then I said, I mentioned the Gemara in Krisis of Shochach Melaket Melidei, that it's mashma that there are two kinds of misasik. Two kinds. There is one misasik where a person does a meloche unconsciously without being cognizant that he's doing the meloche, where the element of idea is lacking. And then there is another kind of a misasik where he knows he's cognizant of the meloche, but it's against his rot. So that's if it's kosher. But if it's loyich this way, if it's not against his rotzen, so then the rotzen is not lacking, and as far as kavone, so lech machsheves does not imply a din of kavone. But apparently, according to the Rashbo is held, and the Rashbo holds that meleches machsheves does not only imply a din of yediyeh, it implies a din of kavone also. A din of kavone also. And on the contrary, according to the Rashba, so the din kavone that is implicit in Leches Machsheves has a wider scope than the concept of kavone that is implicit in the general principle of Dovashen Mischav Mizmuta and Kolateko. Because vis-a-vis the general principle of Dovashen Mischav that is Mutan Kolateko, so in the case of loyef she'a v'kom echavim, so the Gemara says, alibi de Reb Shimon, kol ha'omer l'tligeh v'etzos. Why? Because it's considered mischavim. Mashenk in the Rashba holds, but by Shabbos, vis-a-vis Shabbos, because by Shabbos, there is a special gzeras ha'kosuf of l'achas machsheves, and the Rashba is chilikan. What Reb Chaim says, he says in the Rambam. So, you see, there are many asoges on this Reb Chaim. And all those who wrote Asoges on this Reb Chaim, they all say the same thing. And they mention Rashba, they mention Erosh, but Reb Chaim doesn't say it in the Rashba, Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, the Gzeras HaKosef of Meleches Machsheves does not imply a concept of Kavon. It only implies a concept of Yedid. A concept of Yedid. Not Kavon. But according to the Rashba, we have to say that the Gzeras HaKosef Meleches Machsheves implies a concept of kavone, and the concept of kavone, the requirement of kavone, is special kavone, and that kavone of Meleches Machsheves has a wider scope than the kavone of Kol HaTerei Kule in Dovah Sheni Mischav. V'horaye vis-a-vis Kol HaTerei Kule, so the Gemara says that Alibi de Reb Shimon, so lo yefshe avikom echav mi, certainly also because it's considered mischav. He's got the mischavim. Mashein king Gabi Shabbos, the Rashba holds, in view of the fact that there is a special Gzeras HaKosef of Meleches Machsheves. So there is a requirement of kavone. What kind of kavone? If the kavone is the motivating factor of the melacha. So, in other words, if a person, let's say, is not accustomed to close the door of a certain house, it's not even his house, it's somebody else's house. He's never, every day when he sees the door of another person's house open, he doesn't care, he doesn't close it. But now he sees there is a tzvi in somebody else's house and the door is open. So he deliberately closes the door in order to apprehend the tzvi. So that means not only there is kavone, the kavone is the motivating factor of the act. So that is considered meleches machsheves, according to Rashi. Meleches machsheves means that the meloche has to be done with such a kavone, that the kavone is the motivating factor of the act. And if not for this motive, he wouldn't have done the act. So, if somebody closes the door in which there is a tzvi, for the sole reason that of apprehending the tzvi, so the kavone is the motive. That's his motivation. Mashein came if the door of his own house is open. And every day when he sees the door of his house open, he closes it. So what is his primary motive in closing the door? Protecting the house against Ganovim. And hadn't he been afraid of Ganovim, he wouldn't close the door, in spite of the fact that there is a tree. But in view of the fact that he has to close the door for another reason, in order to protect the house against Ganovim, and that he does every day. And there is no other way of protecting the house against Ganovim except by closing the door. And he knows there is a tree, so agavuche. So in other words, this is incidental. So in other words, this kavone of apprehending is an incidental kavone. It's not a primary kavone. That's the pshat in lo yefsheh veikomechavein. So Abaye says, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, it's muter. Why is it muter? Because it's an incidental kavone. So, but Alibi de Rabbi Shimon, so even that the kavone is the essential element, so even an incidental kavone constitutes a ma'isa aveira. So that's in Kolatere Kule, where there is no gzeres hakosuf, where there is no gzeres hakosuf of melachas machsheves. Ma she'in kein gabei Shabbos, where there is a special gzeres hakosuf of melachas machsheves, and the Rashbo is chilek on the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam holds that melachas machsheves only implies a requirement of yediyah, not of kavoneh. The Rashbo holds that melachas machsheves implies an element of kavone, and the kavone has a wider scope. In other words, what kind of a kavone? Not just a mere kavone, but a kavone that is the motive, that is the motivating factor of the pulle of the act. So in the case of lo yefsheh veikomechavein, so the kavone is not the motivating factor of his act, because he does it every day. Every time he finds the door of his house open, he immediately closes it. So what is the motivating factor? Protecting the house against Ganovim. But, agavurche, he has an incidental kavone. So the kavone is only an incidental kavone. So that's inconsistent with Melachas Machsheves. So in other words, so the Gemara in Psochim says, lo yefsheh veikomechavein, alibi d'Rav Shimon is osar alibi d'kula only, even alibi d'Abaye. And alibi d'Rav Yudeh, so only Abaye says that it's muter. And here the Rashba says that it's muter alibi d'emes, alibi d'Rav Shimon. The answer is, the Rashba holds, this Gemara has reference to Kolatere Kule, not to Shabbos, because Shabbos there is especially the Sakos of Melachas Machsheves. So, v'aloi yefsheh veikomechavein, so the kavone is not the kind of a kavone that makes it into Melachas Machsheves. Only that kind of a kavone, where the kavone is the motive, where this is the motivation for the Melach, that's in Melachas Machsheves. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Of course, all the other Rishim Machet. So that answers the one kasha. How can it be a muter because he has two kavones, but he has the kavone for Melochet too? So that's the teres. But then there's another kasha that Aram asks. But it should be, we go after Nitzikreich. After all, he knows, but even if he wasn't Mischavim to apprehend it, it still should be considered mischavim, because he was mischavim to do an act whereby a meloche necessarily will take place. So on the basis of psikreiche, he should be considered mischavim. So the Shilta Agibeirim says here, and he mentions the Rashba. The Shilta Agibeirim here on this parent, so he says that from the Rashba it appears that if a certain act can be done so that a meloche will not, so that it will not entail a meloche, so even if it's done in such a way that it entails a meloche, and isa, so it's not considered psikresh. And that's really the pshat merash. That's really the pshat merash. What the Shulta Gebeirim says here. Because this is what Rashi says. V'im teima psikresh v'ol yomesu, efsha dimizalef le vitipin dakis mei. So the question is, but with tipping gases, when he pours tipping gases, so it will necessarily extinguish the fire. So apparently, the Rashi and the Rashbo and the Shilta Agibeirim have another pshat in psikresh. What's the pshat of psikresh? Now, what's the example of psikresh? Psikresh of Yomus. I mean, can you chop off a head and not dead? In other words, if somebody cuts off the head of a tzipper because his child wants to play with the head of the tzipper, and then he'll say, I don't intend to kill the tzipper, I only intend to cut off the head. So, but it becomes dead anyway, by itself. I don't intend it. So that's psik reishe, you chop off the head, velo yamus, and you expect it not to die. That's an impossibility. So that's the motion for every. So it can be explained in two ways. This example, this specific example, when you cut off the head of a tzipeya, you behead a tzipeya, in order that your child should be able to play with it. And you don't intend to kill, but it dies anyway. So it can be explained in two ways. You can say that this is a halacha, it's a special halacha, that if someone is mishaving to do act number one, and act number one necessarily involves act number two, so the kavone that is directed towards act number one is considered al pidin to have been directed against act number two. So there are two acts. First, there is an act of beheading the tzibah, cutting off the head of the tzibah. That's one. Another act is killing the tzibah. So I have kavone to do act number one, to behead the tzibah. But the act number one necessarily involves act number two, so the kavone that I had towards act number one is attributed to act number two. That's one way of explaining it. Oh, no, there is no such halacha that a kavone that has been tzias directed towards one act should be considered alpidin as if it had been directed and aimed at another act. No, there is no such halacha. But when you chop off the head of a balchai, since it's impossible. There was once in the Life magazine, there was a picture of a chicken, whose head was chopped off, and the editor of the Life magazine said that it was still living. But al pidin, it wasn't living. It was a certain kind of a reflex action. It wasn't living. So that's impossible. So in other words, so if it had been passed, if you would have two acts, and one would be mishaven to do act number one, but act number two involves, act number one necessarily involves act number two, as long as it's two separate acts. So we do not say that the kavone that was directed and aimed at act number one is attributed to act number two, as if he had the kavone, as if he had directed his kavone at act number two. No, there is no such halacha. But when you chop off the head of a tzipeya, so then you cannot say chopping off the head of a tzipeya is one act, killing the tzipeya is another act. It's enough. It's the same thing. It's the same identical act. So memele, that's the reason, that's the rationale of psikhreishe loyomus. So what's not the meaning? If we say that it's a din, that the akavone that one has towards act number one is attributed to towards act number two, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's two different acts or it's one act, even if it's two different acts, it's considered mishaven. But if we say there is no such aloha, that the kavone that one had towards act number one is attributed and directed towards act number two al-Bedin, there is no such aloha. But the reason for psikreishe when you chop off the head of a tzipeya is because it's hainahach. So then we say, this is what Rashi says. When you cut off the head of a tzipeya, so it's impossible to chop off a head of a balchai without killing it. So then you could say, Dovashenim ischav. Mashein kein in this case, if the mitzias had been that every time you pour wine on fire, so you must necessarily extinguish the fire, so then you couldn't separate the act of pouring upon Geholim from the act of extinguishing the Geholim. Then it would be Heinach. It would be the same identical act. But the mitzias is that you can pour wine over the Geholim without extinguishing the Geholim. If you pour minutely, not heavily. So that means that pouring wine over the Geholim is one act, and extinguishing the Geholim is another act. So even if you pour heavily upon the Geholim, it's still two separate acts. So in a way we don't apply the aloha of psikreishe. This is what Rashi means. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch means. And that's the pshat in the Rashba. So, as far as the second kashe, that the Ram raises against the Rashba, but it should be mischavna on the basis of secretion. So the answer is, if every time you close the door, every time you close the door of a house, you must necessarily apprehend, catch it here. All right, so then you would say, closing the door of the house and apprehending a deer, that's Hainach. But that would be nonsense. I mean, suppose there is no deer in the house. Every time, 99.99999% of the people who close homes, who close houses, so they never catch a deer. But just because of a coincidence that the deer happened to be in this house, so by closing the door at this moment, and the house being in that shape, so for example, even if the deer is in the house, but suppose there is a window that is open, and the deer could go out through the window, then closing the door would not constitute an act of capturing the deer. So it's only because you have a combination of facts, you have a certain coincidence, that the deer happens to be in the house, there is no other door that is open, and all the windows are closed, and the only thing that serves as an outlet for that deer is the open door. Now, by closing this door, so you happen to catch the deer. But you cannot say that closing the act of closing the door and of a house and the act of catching the deer, sign up. That would be nonsense. But if the pshat, you see, so the Ram's shita is that the pshat in Psikreishi is, it's a special aloha, that the kavone that one has towards act number one is alpidin attributed towards act number two, in view of the fact that act number one necessarily entails and involves act number two. But the Rashba shita is not like that. Not that there is a special aloha, that the kavone one directs towards act number one is attributed alpidin towards act number two. No! Psikreishe, when you chop off the head of a balchai, so that's killing. What does killing mean? What does killing mean? Killing means a cut, chopping off the head. That's an act of killing. Because you couldn't visualize a chopping off at the head of a balchai without killing, but you certainly can visualize closing the door without catching a deer. I mean, most of the times it's like that. So even if in a particular situation there is such a combination of facts, such a coincidence, that closing the door constitutes results. Not it doesn't even constitute, even in that situation it doesn't constitute results in the catching, in the capturing of the deer. But it's not the same identical act. So, but the Ran holds there is a special aloha, that the kavone that one directs towards act number one is attributed to towards act number two that is necessarily involved in act number one. But the Rashba says there is no such aloche. This is the pshat. All right, now. So both kashes of the Ran against the Rashba can be answered. Now, in Simen, Simen Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel. So the Mechaba says Kol she b'minen nitzit chayvalo Ein b'minen nitzit poter avlosa Hilkar zvuvim Afal pi she b'minen nitzit osa l'tzeda. With the Raisa there is no isa tzeda in flies, because it's not a dobo she b'minen nitzit V'lochein yesh, but with Rabbonon there is an isa tzeda, even dobo she b'minen nitzit. V'lochein yesh li zoya shalom izgir tevoktano Or listen, kelim shezvuvim baby Shabbos, the have a secretious yotzidushon. So in other words, if you have a box, and then there are zvuvim in that box, and the box is open, then you close. You're not allowed to close the door to close the box, because by closing the box, you are necessarily capturing, apprehending the flies. Oh, it's not a melachah d'raisa, so it's only a melachah d'rabbanon, but it's also. This is what, that's in Mordechai. Alright, the Baratumets, and the Ramo Paskins it in Simon Shintezai. So the Taz here, and this Ramo, mentions a very big finish. A very big finish. I think I mentioned it when we learned Bosse B'cholom. So the Taz says, when is it also if he's sure that the table has flies? But suppose the box has many things, sheets, blankets, all kinds of things. And he doesn't see whether there are flies at the bottom, there are no flies at the bottom. Maybe there are flies. Maybe there are no flies at the bottom of the box. So then he's allowed Lechatrile to close the box. Why? Because if he knows that there are flies at the bottom of the box, so it's a psikrej. But if he doesn't know, he's not sure, so it's not a psikrej. So it's a dovashin mischavitzmon. This is called sofik psikrej. What is called sofik psikrej? Sofik psikrej means a case like this. In other words, because here, it might be a psikrej. He doesn't know. He's ignorant. He doesn't know whether at the bottom of the box there are flies or not. But if lapishmai is galye, if objectively it is true that there are flies at the bottom, so then when he is mischaven to close the door of the box, he necessarily is mischaven to do that kind of an act whereby he'll have to capture the flies, to catch the flies. So mele is a psikreishet. But it's a sophic whether there is a psikreishet. So this is to be distinguished from the case of walking on grass on Shabbos. Because when you walk on grass on Shabbos, the sophic is in regard to a future event that is not determined as yet. So that's Domashin Mishab. Masha'inkin here, if objectively, let's say, suppose later on you find out that there were flies at the bottom of the box. So then it was a psikreishe, but he didn't know. So why should it be considered a Mishab? So the sheet of the Taz is that Sofik Psikreishe is also considered Domashin Mishab. So Rabbi Kiveya is chelik on the Taz. And Rabbi Kiveya says, no, Eimi Deime to walking Al Gabi Asovim B'Shabes, because when you walk Al Gabi Asovim B'Shabes, you don't know whether you'll pluck out grass or not. So the Sofik is in regard to a future event. Mashenkin here, the Sofik is in regard to a past event, a present event, whether a present fact, whether they are Zvuvim or they're not Zvuvim. So when you walk on grass and Shabbos, so Shidom Hashem is Chavim. So you walk, you're allowed to walk. Then you find out you plucked out so much grass. Doesn't matter. Why? Because you didn't have to pluck out grass. Mashenkin here, if, let's say, you close the door and then you take it, then you find out that there were flies, so then you had to catch them. Except that you didn't know. So then it's considered a psikreishe, except that he didn't know that it's a psikreishe. So the machlikes between the Taz and Rabbi Kiveya is whether sofik psikreishe, this is how it's called, sofik psikreishe is considered eini mischavonat. I mean, that's negeil kamo v'kamo shayles. Kamo v'kamo shayles. All the many modern shayles and Shabbos depend upon that machlikes between the Taz and Rabbi Kiveya. So, all right. So Rabbi Kiveya is chelik on the Taz, all right. But Rabbi Kiveya mentions a raya against the Taz from a psak of the Ramo in Simen Pizayin in Yerdei in Bosa B'cholov, which is in Mordechai in Chum. The Mordechai in Chum says that if, let's say, a Jew happens to be in the home of a Goy, and the Goy has pots with food, let's say cooking there, so even if, let's say, in a certain pot, the Jew knows that a certain pot has meat in it, it doesn't have any challah, but it's very likely that an hour before that, the goy was boiling milk in the same pot, so it's still a bayayne. Now he's cooking meat, he's boiling meat in that pot. So, and bishul bosa b'cholov is an isa by itself, to be mevashel. So a Jew who happens to be in the home of a goy, and there is, let's say, a pot. There is a pot that in which, let's say, meat is cooking. So he's not allowed to be chayted gecholim under the pot, because maybe an hour before, milk was boiling. was boiled in the same pot. So Mimele, now, when he's chayted gecholim, so he accelerates the bishul. And some of the beluah of the cholov, b'deif ne'akli, is niflat from the deif ne'akli. And it's absorbed by the meat. So thereby, in effect, he's mivashel bosa b'cholov. And there are more paskins that in Simon Pezayin Lalo. So he asks, but that's mamish analogous to the case of the Taz, where you have a box. It's a subject of segregation. You have a box. He doesn't know whether at the bottom of the box there are flies. There are no flies. He's too lazy to search, to find out. So the Taz says he doesn't have to find out. He can close because maybe there are no flies. So even if it turns out that there are flies, it's a Dovashim Mishavim. So here, maybe he didn't boil within the Mishles milk. Why? Boy must, within the same day, he must boil milk and meat. In the same day. So it's very possible that he never boiled milk in that pot. Or if he did boil, so it was 24 hours before. So then, he will not, by stirring the Gecholim under the pot in which there is meat, he will not in any way accelerate the bishul of the Bosal and Cholov. So it's a Dovashim Mishavim. The answer is, when do we say Dovashim Mishavim is muter? When the suffix is in regard to a future event. When you walk on grass on Shabbos. Or when, let's say, a nausea. He straightens out his hair. So the suffix is in regard to a future event. But here the suffix is, in other words, where the suffix is an objective suffix. Here, the suffix is in regard to a present event. Other was, or a past event, was milk boiled in that pot? Or here, are the flies? So if it turns out that there are flies, if it turns out that milk was boiled, so then it's a psikreishe. So suffix psikreishe is not considered a Dovashim Mishav. So that's a chaya brura. Neged the Taz. And the Taz is not masik, so you could say, all right, maybe the Taz will say, over there too, but the Taz is not Masik in Simon Pizayin and Basab Cholov against the Din of the Ramor. That is in Mordechai and Chum. So apparently the Taz agrees with it. So obviously the Taz distinguishes between the Mordechai of a Jew stirring a holing under the pot of a Goy, that it's also because of the possibility that milk was boiled an hour before, so by stirring the holing you will be accelerating the bishul of Bosa B'cholov, and the case of the flies. So what is the difference? So I want to apply the Reb Chaim's Lomdes. But here it will be the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, but it will be just the opposite results. Reb Chaim says, in connection with a psikreishen l'ich beslein. So from the point of view of Dovashen Mishavein, so it's considered any Mishavein. From the point of view of Reb Yudeh, that there is no din of kavonah. But Bashabes it is mutam raise because of the element of Yediyeh. So only when there is no psikreisha altogether, then it's considered inconsistent with Melachas Machshaves, because the element of Yediyeh is lacking. But where there is a psikreisha, even though it's indifferent, but Yediyeh is not like. Now, so in that case. So, according to Reb Yudeh's din, of Melachas Machsheves, it's Mochomo. And according to Reb Shimon's general din of Dovashim Mishavein, it's Kam. Here it will be just the reverse. Now, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Kveiger and the Taz. Sofik Tzikreishe, whether it's considered Dovashim Mishavein or not. So, if there hadn't been a machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveiger, and if there hadn't been a machlekes rishonim, you'll soon see that there is a machlekes rishonim on the same question. But if there had been no machlekes rishonim, and there had been no machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kveiger, I would say on the basis of Svore that it all depends from what point of view we consider it. Whether we consider it from the point of view of the general principle of Dovashim Mishavein, that is mutar and kol ater kole, that kavoneh is an essential element in a ma'aseh aveira, Shabbos included, or we consider it from the specific aloche of Melechas Machshevs. All right, Teisves and the other Rishonim say that even Rabbi Yehuda is made the Dovashim Mishavein is potter, is mutam midaraisa by Shabbos. In Gorte Kule Itzoseh Amidraise, by Shabbos is Mutar, because of Lachas Machsheves. They only mention it, they mention Lachas Machsheves vis-a-vis Reb Yudah. They don't mention it vis-a-vis Reb Shimon. Why? Because vis-a-vis Reb Shimon, normally they don't have to resort to the din of Lachas Machsheves. Because vis-a-vis Reb Shimon, there is a general principle of Shem Sravim. But what is true according to Reb Yudah is also true according to Reb Shimon. That goes without saying. So that means that according to Reb Shimon too, so Dovashim Mishabim in Shabbos is Mutar Midraise for two reasons. First of all, because Shabbos is Loigora, is not distinguishable from Kol Yisurim Shabbateiro, Mitzad, the general principle of Dovashim Mishabim. And then, because by Shabbos there is a special requirement that a Meloche is considered a Maisa Aveire only when it's done consciously, but with his idea. But if it's not done consciously with his idea, then it's not Maisa Aveire. So according to Reb Shimon, there are two reasons as to why Dovashin Melocho without Kavone is Muta Midrais. One is because of the general principle, and one because of Lechas Machsheves, because it's not Nases Bidiyose. Now, so from the point of view of the general principle, I would say, like Rabbi Kivega, when can we say that where there is no psikration, so then it's not considered Mishavein if the Sofik is in regard to a future undetermined act? Because when he wants to walk on Shabbos and grass, so it's undetermined whether he'll pluck out grass or not. And so even if it turns out that he does pluck out, but he was not mishaving to do that kind of an act, that must necessarily result in a block. It just happened, but there was no necessity. There was no necessity. Now, Mashiach came, where the Sofik is in regard to a past fact, a present fact. So then we cannot say, even though it klapishmai is gali, so then it's mistabe, like Rav Gilegia. So we cannot say, as the Ta says, I mean, that's how it's mistabe. So we cannot say, as the Ta says, that in view of the fact that he doesn't know whether there are flies in the box or not, so even if klapishmai is gali, there are flies, but he was not mishaving to do that which necessarily must result in a melacha. No! If it turns out later they were flies, so he was mishaving to do that kind of an act that necessarily, without any doubt, must result in catching the flies. But he didn't know, he was ignorant. That doesn't mean a thing. That doesn't mean a thing. And suppose a person is so ignorant and so unintelligent that he thinks that you can chop off a head of a behemoth without killing the behemoth. So does that mean that it's not a psikration vis-a-vis him, just because he doesn't know? So Memele, in the case where he doesn't know whether there are flies at the bottom or there are no flies at the bottom, so Memele, if Lapishmai is Galye, that there are flies, so then by being mishaving to close the door, he's mishaving to do that kind of an act which necessarily must result in catching the flies. And then if later on it turns out they were flies, so he did a psikreishe, except that he was ignorant. So when can we say that it's not a psikreishe when the sofik is in regard to the future, to a future fact? So it's not determined yet. Vasheinkin, if the sofik is in regard to a past fact or a present fact, so it might be that klapishmai it's galil and it's already determined that I have to catch the flies. So it's mistaber. We could say, like the Taz, but it's more mistaber, like Rabbi Kivega. However, if we were to consider it from the point of view of the special aloche, by Shabbos, that the meloche is only a meloche asur on Shabbos, if it's done bidiyose. And what does bidiyose mean? Bidiyose means that he has to be sure that he's doing meloche. Otherwise, he's not really conscious. And but if he has a doubt whether he's doing melacha or not, that's considered nasi shaloi b'diyosei. Because if you are going to assume that even when a person has a doubt, maybe he's doing a melacha, it's considered nasi b'diyosei. So walking on grass also is nasi b'diyosei. But walking on grass is not nasi b'diyosei, even though he knows that it's possible that by walking you'll pluck out grass. But he's not sure about it. So from the point of view of melachas machsheves, the logic of the Taz is very strong, very cogent, the logic of the Taz. Because in order to be Melocha Asur, it must be done by the Osei, consciously. He must be conscious of the fact of the Melocha. And if he has a doubt, whether he'll pluck out the glass. So it's not as good as it's what difference does it make whether it's a, he has a suffix in regard to a future fact, whether or he has a suffix in regard to a present, a past fact. The fact is, in final analysis, that so the fact is that when he closes the door, he's not sure whether he's doing the melacha. So the melacha of tzedek has moving, is done unconsciously. Is not nasis b'diose. So mele, there is no kashe. The Rabbi Kiriya's kashe against the Taz from the Psak of the Ramor in Simen Pizayin and Vas B'cholov is no asog against the Taz. Because the Mordechai deals with Yisrael Vas B'cholov. Vis-a-vis Vas B'cholov, there is no aloch of Melechas Machsheves that the Maise Bishl has to be done with Yose. Vis-a-vis Vas B'cholov, so the only requirement is that it should be done with Tavanose. So, where the suffix is in regard to the future, then it's not Nasir B'Kavanose. But where the suffix is in regard to the past, to the present, so if Klapishmai is Galia that only half an hour ago, the same goy boiled milk in the same pot, so Mimele, by stirring the Gacholim under the pot, he necessarily must be Mivashir Bosa B'Cholov. So Mimele, it is also Mashenkin, the Taz has reference to Shabbos. Shabbos, there is an additional Alochen of Melechas Machsheves. But well, then you could say, no, but that does not explain the Taz. Why? Because if it had been based upon the Aloha of Melechas Machsheves, so whatever is true, according to Rabbi Yehuda generally, should be true according to Rabbi Shimon in this specific case. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that you are not allowed to walk on dress on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says that you are allowed. So Rishonim say, Midrash say, you are allowed to walk on dress because of Melechas Machsheves. But Nidra Rabbonon, you're not allowed. Why? Because, why don't we? So you say the Chachomim Asad, even though Midrash is Mutar. So why shouldn't Rav Shimon also say the Chachomim Asad? The answer is, according to Rav Shimon, so walking on grass on Shabbos is Mutar in Kol HaTerei Kolei. So Shabbos we go out and Shor Isurim. So just as the Chachomim did not connect a special Yisrael Rabbonon vis-a-vis Shor Yisurim, they did not elect a special Yisrael Rabbonon vis-a-vis Shabbos. Why should they? Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so vis-a-vis Kol HaTerei Kolei, so he's chayev midrais. But vis-a-vis Shabbos, in Shabbos, he's not chayev because of his special Shabbos v'kaloche. So since in Kol HaTerei Kolei, it's also midrais, and only in Shabbos it's muta midrais, so the Chachomim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, enacted in Yisrael Rabbonon. So mele it should follow that according to Rabbi Shimon too, in a case where the general principle of Dovashim Yischav wouldn't be relevant, and just the special aloch of Melechas Machsheves would be relevant, so what is true of Rabbi Yehuda generally should be true in regard to Rabbi Shimon. It should be awesome Rabbonon. So why does the Taz say that it's Mutal HaTchile? The answer is, Teisves says in Ksuves, maybe there is another Loshen in Teisves, but one Loshen definitely is like says like that in Teisves in Ksuves, in the Sugye of Bilas Mitzvah B'Shabes, where Chabura Merber, Milket Pocket. So they are tasteless in one last motion says explicitly that in view of the fact that Dovashim Mischavim in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda is made that Midrais it's Muter, but it's only Osam the Rabbanon. So where it is, he is a Mikalkel, so it's not a Milocha de Raisa anyway, so then if he's a Mischavim, it's Muter Chatrim. This is what he says. So Mimele, the Pshat and the Taz is, here we are dealing with Zvubim. So there is no Moloche of Tzeide Midrais altogether, because it's same Minimitze. But with Rabbonon, there is an Isser of Tzeide. There is a Shvus. Even with Dova Shem Minimitze. And since on the score of Meleches Machsheves, it is Potter. But wherever it's Muter on the score of Meleches Machsheves, so with Rabbonon it's Oser, so it is just like any Mischavin according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Teisves in one motion of Tzeide says that any Mischavin according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's also mid Rabbonon by Meloched Raise, but by Meloched Rabbonon, it's Mutar Lechatchile. So here too, you are allowed Lechatchile to close the box. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in the Beir Aloche mentions an explicit Ramban in Milchamis Perek Kiro that corroborates the Shite of the Taz. And not on the basis of, not only on the basis of Meleches Machsheves, but in Kol HaTerei Kolei, of the Taz. Now, that is, the Ramban deals with that Gemara in Perek Kiro, for the last Mishnah. Two Mishnahs. Hamecham Shepino, the last Mishnah. At the bottom. Memale from that. Hamecham Shepino, the Yitnu Isaiah Tsein. Bishvil Shecham, Avonei Senu, Isaiah Lisa Hakuski Rashir. Michael Omar Omar Abade, Bamas Norekoma. Hamecham Shepino, Menu Maim Ham. So suppose you had a kettle that was boiling, and in that kettle you had water, and that boiled on the fire, on the kiln. And it's very hot. So you took off the kettle with the boiling water, and you poured out the boiling water. But the day flame of the kli still remained very hot. So you poured out, you emptied out the boiling water. You're not allowed to put, after all, the kettle itself is burning hot. If you put in a little bit of water, it will immediately become nismash. Immediately. Because the deifnei hameicham are so burning hot. So you're not allowed, because to pour in cold water, even though you don't put it on fire, because you'll be nevashel. You'll be nevashel by the through the heat of the deifnei hameicham. Lo yitnu yisecha mayim mo'atim kedei sheyecham. Avu neisnu yisecha mayim merubim kedei lafshiron. But suppose you fill it up with a lot of very cold water. So that will make it into lukewarm water. If you fill it up with a little water, so it will immediately become hot in his bashel. But if you fill it up with a lot of water, so then it will not become hot, but it will become lukewarm. The abundant water, which heretofore was very cold, will become lukewarm. So that is muta, because that's not mevashel. If you just take out the chillness of the water. I will listen to the mayim rubin kilo yavshil. So the Gemara asks the kashe, bale mitzarim. Now mitzarim is a miloche of maki bepatish. Mitzarim. That means kiderach shoum nimeisim. In other words, if you take a metal and first you heat it, and then after you heat it in fire, so you dump it in cold water, so that strengthens the metal. That's called mitzari. So that's a meloche of maki bepatish, of gmar meloche. So now in the kettle you had a lot of water, and that boiled. So the kettle itself is burning hot. Now when you fill it up with cold water, you are mitzari. You are mitzari if it's gmar meloche. So it should be awesome. So the Gemara gives a teretz, Reb Shimon Hidom Adova Shem Mischav Muta. This Mishnah called with Reb Shimon? True. By filling it up with cold water, so he is mitzari. The whole kettle is maki bepatish, but he's not mischav to do it. He's not interested in that. He's only interested in cooling, in making the ice water lukewarm. That's his reason. In filling it up with ice water, but he's not interested in tempering the metal. So he says. So Dovashim Mischav is muta. So all the Rishonim raise the same question. It's a psikreishim. May the Rabshim in psikreishim v'yomus. So again, that's one of the rayas of the Och. That psikreishim. I mean, there are so many rayas that the Och mentions. That psikreishim. The loyich pesle is muta. So that again is loyich pesle. It's muta. The Ramban in Muhammad is here on Perikiro. He has the same kashi. He has the same kashi. And he says, so it's a psikreishe, so how can it be muta? According to Rav Shimon, so he says it's not a psikreishe. Because after all, he doesn't know. In other words, he applies the gemore to a kettle that is not his, so he doesn't know. So in other words, it might be that the bailim of that kettle already was mitzarefet. You only have to be to temper it once. In other words, in order to strengthen a metal, so you have to heat it in fire, and then you have to dump it in cold water. You have to do it once. Maybe, how does he know that it was never nitzre? Maybe it was nitzre for him. But this is mamish, the analogous to the case of the Taz. That's the Mishnah Berurah's guy. So in the Bir Aloch, in Simen Shin Kezayin, still the Ramban says that according to Reb Shimon, it is muter. Because Dovashim is Chavin. Dovashim is Chavin is muter. So in other words, so it means it's muter on the basis of Rav Shimon general din. So that's like the Taz. So the Ramban's shita is like the Taz. And the Mordechai, apparently, is chilek on the Ramban. But the Mordechai could agree with the Taz of Sak. Because B'gabitua Shabbos, there is an additional din of Melechas Machshavos. So in other words, in regard to the question, Sofik Tikreishe, whether it's muter or it's osea, so there is a machlekes between the Rabbi Kveiger and the Taz, and there is a machlekes between the Mordechai and the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, so even vis-a-vis the general din of Dorosh and Mishavim, so we say it's in Mishavim, even though the Sofik is in regard to a past fact, it's still considered in Mishavim, like the Taz. But the Mordechai obviously holds the Dovash in Mishavim is only when the Sofik is in regard to a future fact, not in regard to a past fact or a present fact. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, so the Mordechai can also agree because of the Aloche, or because of the requirement that of Melechas Machsheves, that the Meloche has to be done by the Yosef. Now you'll ask a Kashe. So here, why does the Gemara say, according to the Ramban, so Gemara says Rav Shimon Yidam Adavash in Mishavim Muter. But certainly from the point of view of Melechas Machsheves, it certainly is not Melechas Machsheves. So the Gemara shouldn't say Rav Shimon, it can accord, this Mishnah can accord with Rav Shimon and Rav Yudeh. The answer is no. It can, because the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara is saying, it's not he wants to say, the Mishnah is saying, so it's not only that it's Mutal Midraisi is Potter, it's Mutal Chatchile. According to Rabbi Yudeh, it wouldn't be Mutal Chatchile, because according to Rabbi Yudeh, there is no Aloch of Dorosh and Mishavim. In Kol HaTirei Kulei Yisrael, but Gabi Shabbos, so he is Potter Gabi Shabbos. Because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But because of that, with Rabbanon it's Osea. So the Mishnah couldn't accord with Rabbi Yudeh, because the Mishnah says that it's Mutar Lechatchile. Masha'in can accord to Rabbi Shimon. So it's Mutar Lechatchile on the score, on the basis of the general din of the Rosh Mishavim. But we see, Agavurche, that the Ramban Shite is like the Taz, even in respect to the general principle. As far as the Melechas Machshavim, Melechas Machshavos is concerned, so even the Mordechai could agree with the Lomdes of the Taz. All right, that's all. I thought that I would be able to finish after the Mishnah, but I can't. All right. So the next year we'll finish after the Mishnah, and then we'll start Yitzias HaShabbos in the second year. So we'll start Yitzias HaShabbos, and there is a Pchina tomorrow. So the Pchina will be an Olga Gemore, including today's year, and also on the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas Yom Kippurim, and it has to be taken by everybody except those who have been in the Smicha Shia last year and this year. And then I also want to reiterate what I mentioned yesterday. I mean, some of you weren't here yesterday in the Shia, that no out-of-town students can eat a Shabbos meal outside without issues for me.
Yes, because the Mordechai deals with Shorisur. So, one second. So, regarding the general principle of Dovashin Mishavim, so the Mordechai holds, the Mordechai agrees with the longest of Archimedes. That when can we say Dovashin Mishavim if it is definitely not determined as to whether you do the mysis or not? Let's say when you walk on Gresham Shabbos, or when you straighten out your hair. So you don't know. Masha'in came where the Sofik is in regard to a past or a present event,
that I don't know. So if objectively there are flies, then I am mishaving. Or if objectively milk was boiled half an hour before in the same pot, so by stirring the gecholim, I am necessarily mivashel. But I don't know. So I am ignorant of the fact that I'm doing integration. Masha'in king, Rabbi Shabbos, there is a loche, that the loche has to be done with the ose. So if he doesn't know, what difference does it make? Why he doesn't know? He doesn't know whether he does a loche or not. You see, I mean, many shayles are told in that question. Sometimes, you know, all the many electrical things, I mean, so at certain times, if you open the door, so you'll turn on the motor. But you don't know whether it is that moment or not. So that's talking the shayla of Hamdurin and the Kaz.
Shun Shabbos, Yud Alf, Tishrei, Heitav, Shin Lam, Zayim, Atzai, Yom Kippur, October 5th, 1976.
It's Tuesday.
Connection with the Reb Chaim and the Rambam of Achiti Gecholim. So the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Lucheshlogis that if one is Achiti Gecholim and he was mischaving the real voice as Olyenes and also to be Maver Atachteneis, so then is Chayvstein. The implication being that if he was not mischaving also to be mavir the tachteinis, so that it was only mischaving to be mechabe the yenis, so only chayevachas. So that's why the Tanekamel Chablazer Chabchadik. And the Gemara says, the Tanekamel, Gemara in Jesus says, the Tanekamel is because he holds like Rav Shimon, the Vashim Mischav. So Teisve says that it means not the Vashim Mischav, but it means the other aloche of Rav Shimon, of the Vashim Mischav Gufo. But the Rambam paskins like Rav Yudin Lohashim Tzachal Gufo. So if the Rambam had agreed with the Pshat of Teisves, so then you should pask like Rav Yudin Lohashim, and the Rambam paskins like Tanekamet. So it is obvious that the Rambam is Chilkan Teisves, and the Rambam understands the Gemore, so the Tanekamet Sobel like Rav Shimon Lohashim Tzachavim, Poter, Kipshute. So the question is, Monefshech, Teisves Kash, if it is a Psikreishe, so even according to Rav Shimon, it's also. And if it's not a tzikereishe, so Rabbi Yehuda will be made by Shabbos, the Dolosh and Mishravim, it's only Osam the Rabbon and not Osam the Raise. So Chaim says that according to the Rambam, so Tanakam has reference to a case where there is a tzikereishe. But the Tanakam has reference to a case where there is a tzikereishe. But it's a tzikereishe Luyich Vesle. And he agrees with all. Rav Chaim says that he agrees, that the Rambam agrees with the Or completely. But we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the Or completely. Even if he doesn't agree with the Or completely in regard to the Rabbonim. Let's say Teisves in Ksuves Davor. So he agrees with the Or in regard to the Raise, but his Chelik and the Or, he says, in the Rabbonim Tzikresh Lulich Peslei, is Oser. So we don't have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Oruch completely. We don't have to say. Now, but there is a certain kashe against Rav Chaim. And many Rosh Hashivas are masik on this Rav Chaim because of the Rashbo and of the Rosh. Now, so as far as the Rashbo is concerned, so you can, there is no kash altogether, because I pointed out in last year that the Rashbo is certainly chilek on this lomdes of Reb Chaim that leches machsheves implies only din of yediyah, not a din of kavon. Because the Rashbo in connection with tzedek, with someone we say that the door of a house in which there is a tzvi and his kavon is to watch the house and to capture the tree. So then the Rashbo says that it's muter and all the other shenim achilik. So obviously the Rashbo shita is that by Shabbos there is a special halacha that by Dovashim Mischavim, that if he doesn't, if the primary intention is not for the malacha, but for something else, but incidentally, he is also mechavim to the malacha, so then it's inconsistent with malachas machshavas. It's inconsistent with malachas machshavas. In other words, lo yefshar uko mechavim. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove in Psochi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudeh, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, so even Abaye is made that it's osa. And Rove says that even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudeh, it is osa. So that's lo yefshar, the Rashba's case is a case of lo yefshar, no matter what he's going to do. So he has to do it, he has to close the door, because every day he closes the door in order to protect the house against Ganavim. So even if the tzvi hadn't been there, he would close the door. But since he has to close the door anyway, so he entertains an additional kavone. So that's lo yefshar become a chav. So according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly osa. And even according to Rav Yudeh, according to Rove, it is osa. So the answer is, the Rashba Shita is, that's only in Kolat Rekule, but by Shabbos there is. It's a kosov lechs machsheves, so there is an extra din of kavone. That only when he's motivated by the melacha. But if the melacha is not the primary motive of his act, so then it's not milachas machsheves. So that's, of course, inconsistent with what Rav Chaim said, but Rav Chaim says it in the Oruch, in the Rambam, not in the Rashba. So mainly we cannot ask any kashas from the Rashba, because the Rashba is definitely the head. But the Shlomo Hyman was massive on Rav Chaim from a Rosh. Now, what you have to, in order to understand the Rosh and to understand, I mean, the answer on that Asoge, so you have to go over just a small piece of Gemara, two lines, and nothing else. At the end of Shmimesh Rosh. Now, the Mishneh that Kuktes on Mubei says as follows. He says as follows. Kolo Eichli, O Eichli Odom Leopur. Bechol ha-mashkin, sheise. Chut, nerifui izos. You're not allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. The term is, zeyram shim yisem yisachik samoni. Maybe he'll grind certain raw materials for the medicine. So that's the reason as to why. I mean, bizman chazal, so it wasn't the way it is today. Today you need a medicine, so you go to a drugstore and you buy it, all prepared. But Bizman Chazal, if you needed the medicine, you had to prepare it yourself. So mele, and most medicines involved, you know, grinding. So mele, the Chachomim asked, any medicine, because of Gzeira Hashem, maybe he'll grind the raw materials into a powder. Alright, so that means that medicine is us. So whether it's a salad or a liquid, any medicine is us. Is us Rashad. So koloich, but if something is used by healthy, normal people, so you can take it as a medicine too. You can take it as a medicine too. So, in other words, a vitamin you can take as a medicine, because a healthy person also takes vitamins. Maybe today, one is allowed to take an aspirin too, because people are so nervous that the average person takes aspirin. So that might be a heter to take aspirin. So the claw is, if it is something that a normal person takes it, so even a sick person, even someone who has an ailment, is allowed to take it, even though his kavone is to be cured with that medicine. But as long as it is not something peculiar to a person who has an ailment, so a person who has an ailment is allowed to take it. A certain kind of a liquid, of a beverage, that was obtained from the country. So the case of it's called, it's a certain kind of a report, the effect of which was that it made the person sterile. And it was also used, so it had two functions. First of all, this mashke had the effect of making the person sterile if it didn't want to have children. So, let's say if a woman, if she didn't want to have children, so she was accustomed to take this kind of a mashke, that's why it's called kinsikori. It makes one into an akoro, into an oko. So, and it was also used as a cure for jaundice. So in other words, so a healthy person didn't take it, didn't drink this mashke. Only a person who wanted to become an oko or an akoro, or if a person was afflicted with jaundice, with eroiko, so then he used to drink that mashke. Some melee is something peculiar to an ailment. Some melee, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos. Is it all right? Now, but the Mishnah concludes, I will shame Zehu mit Koli Litzimoi Visoch Shem and Ikri Korin Shalom Yofu. So then the Gemara says that the Yorkune Trein Vishikure. So you have to take two and you have to mix it with beer, I mean for jaundice. All right. And then becomes sterile. So the Gemara Sekashe, here the Mishnah is discussing the union of Refuah and Shabbos, but it should be also there every day, because if it has the effect of making a person sterile, so that's allowed to raise it. You're not allowed to sterilize even a balchai, even a dog you're not allowed to castrate or to sterilize. And I don't know why, I mean, people who ask Shilas and they do such things, I mean, this is very common, sterilizing a dog. So they don't test any shayla, it's a lot of the rice, there is malchus for it. If one castrates a balchai, even a fish, so if one sterilizes a fish, he's chayv malchus, it's a lot of the rice. So not only an odom, but any balchai, you're not allowed. Umishore, v'atanye minayin lisirus godom, shuoseya, talulimar v'atzichem lisasu, Bochem Lisasu, that's mentioned in the parasha in the Meir in connection with the mummy, and there, so it has reference to sterilizing, bochai, not after human being. So, how, so in other words, you should not be allowed to take a case, one should not be allowed to drink a case shalikori, because he thereby sterilizes himself or herself. So, it's If you remove the kabeles from the tarnigel, so then he cannot have children. So in other words, so how is he allowed? So it should involve a lot of the of sterilizing, of batzichem lisasu. But the answer is, when is there a love of sterilizing against people if he's mishaven? But who is not mishaven, not. And here he's not mishaven. He's not mishaven. So in other words, he drinks it, let's say, for a certain cure, for ifuya, for jaundice. Now, of course, we are dealing with a case where there is no pikach nefesh, because jaundice, many times, is real pikach nefesh jaundice. So then, everything is mutter. But in other words, you can have a slight case of jaundice. I mean, it's not pikach nefesh. As a matter of fact, I mean, most babies, when they are born, they have a slight case of jaundice. It's not pikach nefesh. It's pikach nefesh if it is in a very substantial degree. So in other words, anyway, the Gemara is not discussing the case of Pekach Nefesh. It's not discussing the case of Pekach Nefesh. So the Gemara says, but here he's not having to sterilize, so maybe it's moot. One second, let me finish the Gemara. Please, 1 second. Maybe after you hear everything I have to say, you won't have any kashes. So we'll gain time.
So, v'omar Rav Ashi, Rimus Ruchel de Kitale? Rimus Ruchel de Kitale? So Rav Ashi says that there he is not, that there he doesn't sterilize, even when he removes the Kabbalist from the Tarnagel. He doesn't sterilize the Tarnagel. But the Tarnagel is naturally very arrogant. And once the Kabbalas is removed from him, so he feels depressed, so he emotionally is not disposed towards copulation. So that's the reason as to why he doesn't have children, because he doesn't copulate. So, but he's capable, physically, I mean biologically, he's capable of copulating and he's capable of having children, but he's a big bald guy, he had a so anyway, when you remove the Kabbalas, so he feels depressed. So Mimele he doesn't copulate. So he doesn't involve. He doesn't involve any is the love of Atecha Mitzah. El Obiso. So the Gemara says that when is it mutar to take a keisha mikorin? A keisha mikorin. So that is only when he's already isol. So Mimele he's already sterile. So the Gemara says no. Vomer afir barav vomer abir tanakol midim b'chamitz acham b'chamin shehu chay b'misari sacham misari shehu chay. So in other words, that even misari sacham misari is also chay. Is also chay. I mean, so in other words, that even the mice seals is also. So even though he couldn't have children anyway, but the mice seals is also. Elobish. So in other words, when is it muta to take a keisha likori? So it's only a shaila on Shabbos it involves the shaila, but on weekday it's muta. That is by a woman. So in other words, the love. So el rabbiichen membreke doma al shnei yomayim aval vorech isem alikim vayim alen pru ovu is ma'ik el meima. So then it should be osea. So biskeino in amabako. So in other words, because if a man is misaris himself, so he's eva to isoi. First of all, he's eva the love of Artsich and Misas. Secondly, he's eva and Isa because he's mechuyev to have children. So mele, the same mitzvah asei of Purubu that implies an obligation to have children, so implies a nisar asei to do something whereby he'll become incapable of having children. So now, as far as the love of Atzich HaMisasu, so the love of Atzich HaMisasu applies only to a male. It doesn't apply to a female. It doesn't apply to a female. So, but according to Rabbi Yechon Membreke, who says that a woman is mechuyev in pru ovu just like a man, so the male should be also on the score of pru ovu. So the Gemara says, "Viskeino in ame bako." So pru ovu is a chayach, and as far as the love of Matzich and Lisasu, it applies only to males. It doesn't apply to females. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now the question, so in other words, so when the Gemara at first said, Hanan Mila Hechadikom Mechavu, Hochem Atzmehu, the Omer of Hechadet, so the Gemara refuted, Vomar Rav Asher, the Meishuchon Tigenoi. So in other words, so Rav Yechanet's memory is not based upon the premise that where is not Mechavu, so then it is Muter. But Rabbi Yechon's memory is based upon the fact that the Tarnagel doesn't become sterile; he just becomes emotionally inhibited, but he doesn't become sterile in any way. So Mimele, but in a chename where Bal Chai does become sterile, so then even though he's not mischave, it's still us. So Teisre Shite is. But Domashim is Chavim is Muter. The answer is, here is a Tzikreish. Even though he doesn't intend to make himself sterile, his intention is to get a cure for the jaundice. Oh, but it's a Tzikreish. And the Tzikreish is awesome. And the Tzikreish is awesome. Now, how about the Hoh? How about the Hoh? So the Hoh doesn't discuss it. So according to all the situation of the is muter and it's muter even chatchile, there is not even in the Rabbanon. So how? But the Gemara here refutes
the original tenet of the Gemara, Hanu Milech Edikom Mechavim, Hochem Atzmeyu. And the Gemara says, no, this is not a tenet that it has to be applied to an isha. But by man, a man is not allowed to drink occasionally calling him before. Why? Because the effect of it will be, he'll become sterile. But it's a Dovashim Mishavim, it's a psychosocial interest, right? So, if you turn to the Kedusha Aran and that Gemara, that's a few dollars, so you see that there is no kasha again though. Now the Gemara is really very strange, and the Ritva, the Chiddush Aran, mentions in the name of the Rav, the Kashi. But I mean, all the Rishonim should have raised that question. They don't. But the Gemara is very strange, because the Gemara says, Hanu Milech Edikom Mechave, Hochem Atzmeyu. So we can understand that in regard to Sheisei Kesi Kori, the Yeroiko. So there is not mischaving to make himself sterile. Why should he want to become sterile? He is mischaving to get a cure for jaundice. So it's in mischaving. But the Gemara says, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, where do we have that aloha, that where is not mischaving, it's mitzvah? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Horeite sheyisare istanegeil yitel karbileise umistare smelo. So that's the mokeya, that's the basis for this aloha, that where is not mischaving, it's muta. But Monefshah, if you want to use Rabbi Yochanan's memory as a basis, so even where is mischaving over there, he is mischaving. Horeite sheyisare istanegeil. That's his kavone to be misari tane. So that's the kashet, the drane. Kasheri, volidam yiklalid Rabbi Yochanan. The ochel ho mechavu lisiru, ki nikom araveitze she yisaritz, uvahid elir lo mechavu lisiru tzalu mefu. Pirish o razal, di lav davti koma mechavim, elu hoche koma. Hane mila heiche di kom mechavim, lisaritz eise eiver atzme. Avo loy mechavim, ki leim ashe nigeya, ואיבה כלל אלו שגיירה מסירוס והסירוס ממילה כעושה אף על גב דיקו מחב ומסירוס משוף. So the Gemara doesn't mean מחב, even if he is מחב. So the Gemara originally wanted to say that it's muter to drink occasionally Yikrin even if he has the kavone, even if he has the kavone to become sterile, but as long as he doesn't do any maise on the genital organs, so it's not osir. When is sirus osir? If a maise is performed on the genital organs, but if no maise is performed on the genital organs and it happens by itself, let's say he takes a certain drink or he takes a pill, and that makes him sterile, so then it's mut. All right. So maybe that will answer the kashe against the dog. However, it seems that the other Rishonim understood the Gemara simply. I mean, Hanu Milech Edikom Mechavei, Hoche Mi'atzmeyu, Hoche Mi'atzmeyu. Yom Rabbi Yechen Noritze Sheyisar Yistam Geir, Yitil Kalbeleise, Umistar Yismeyu. So, in other words, because the other Rishonim understood that when Rabbi Yochanan says of it, he started down again. So even the Havamin of Gemara, that the Gemara, well, before Rav Asher says the Mishrucha will be Kitarei, so the Gemara also knew that when the Kabbalas is removed from the Tarnagel, he's biologically capable of having children, but it's only he becomes depressed, and because of that he doesn't copulate, so he doesn't have children. But the Havamin of the Gemara assume that it doesn't make any difference. If there is a nisya of sterilizing the Balchai, so it doesn't mean this is what the Makshin. This is what the Makshin assumes. So the nisya does not consist in making the Balchai physically sterile. If you make the Balchai emotionally sterile, whatever the reason is, so even Chaname, physically is not sterile.
he's capable of having children. But if he is emotionally depressed, if the Tanigel remains emotionally depressed, then the Tanigel certainly does not have the money to go to psychiatrist. So Mimele, he'll never have children. He'll never have children. So Mimele, Yarim Elav, this is what the Makshin, this is what the Talzin, it's really the Talzin, because then the Gemara refutes the Talzin, so this Talzin. And then another Talzin is mentioned, so the Talzin, the original Talzin, also knew that when you remove the Kalbeles from the Tarnigal, so the Tarnigal does not become physically sterile. But the Talzin assumed, the original Talzin, assumed that even when you make a person, or even a Balchai, emotionally inhibited in having children, so it also comes within the law. It also comes within the law. So then the Gemara says, no. The law only has reference to a physical sterilization, but not when you make a Balchai inhibited, so that as a result of the inhibition, he cannot have children. So, Mimele, the Talzin came to the conclusion, why is Rabbi Yochanan Makir? After all, he becomes emotionally incapable, the Tanigel becomes emotionally sterile, because he cannot have children, whatever the reason is. So why is it Muter? The answer is, he is not interested in making him sterile. The one who takes off the Kabbalahs, he doesn't mind if the Tanigal will have many children. He doesn't mind that, but he can't stand the arrogance of the Tanigal. So he wants to reduce the arrogance of the Tanigal to a minimum. So his Kavone is not to make him emotionally inhibited. That's the result. So Mimele, this is how the other Rishonim, this is how the other Rishonim is. Alright. Anyway, now, then, look at the case. Talmud Leimar Vartecha Misasa Mikem Kadosh Vihod Omar Bechir Shlalu Es Benzei Nehmao Lissus Et Halbe Omaru. So I mean, that was done Bizman Chazal also. I mean, people apparently, I mean, there was a greater desire to sterilize a dog than any other Bolcha. So Omaru Vartecha Misasa Kol She Vartecha Misasa Hotsu Nafkelo Me'aretz Kinefori Bishut Et Ramachon. Dochim zagufu, mal berz mal khutla, al hay berz do khola shba yarach. Dochim kem to dog. Kitra, u mashim for is bishut, that's important. U mashim for is bishut. Di hot di osa lishti same da karte. Hani kradut. Because he that the maskona of the Gemara refutes at the teret, the original teret. Hani nu yech di kom khavin. Hochem atsmi. So that means that even if he's not mischavin to sterilize, he still was there. But Rav Shimon says, Dovash mischavin is muter. So that bothered the Shiltes. So the Shiltes came to a very strange conclusion, which is the Shitas Yochid. All the Rishayim in Machid are masik on the Shiltes. So he says, because we pass in Kol HaTerei Kula like Rav Yudin, the Dovash mischavin is osa. But only Gabi Shabbos we pass Dovash mischavin is muter. But in Kol HaTerei Kula, so Dovash Mishav, even without the Tzikrei Shizos, he's the only one who says. So that means the Nozer is not allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. So he says, Hod Rosh HaLish Tisama Dikar Tehanik Rav Yud, the Oma Dovash Mishav Vosa, Vavo Tav Dikano Rav Shimu Lishore, Hani Davke Bishabetz, Mishim Dibino Malach Esim Lach Tichel, Avo, Bichol Atirei Kule Esvil Lach Rav Yud, Veinir Levin, Bichol Atirei Kule Kaimu Rav Shimu, I mean, it's a very strange sheet. Because there are so many Gemores, the Gemore says, that Dovash Mishav is Mutar Nado Yisur. You have to recall it, Hanuk Rav Shimon is showing in Mashma Meir, the Gamete, the Amund Abiech, and the Sobat, the Mishne, no the Chayfet from Fastbeis, and no there is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands, and even if he tears out hair, it doesn't matter. So Hanuk Rav Shimon is showing in Shav, and he must be Shav Yush, and he must be Shav Yush, and he should be Shav Shimon, 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 and he should be Shimon, and he should be Shav Shimon, and he should be Shav Shimon, and he should be Shav Shimon. Oh, so the question is, why did the Shiltes say that? Because the Shiltes was bothered by this difficulty. Why did the Gemara refute this teret?
So the Shulchan says no, because that is only true according to Rav Shimon. We don't pass for like Rav Shimon Shoyso. The Rocha Asi Afil Rav Shimon. The Tzikreishu, the Vada Yistaris, the Siyas Kosiko. Even though he drinks it as a cure for jaundice, but so it's Tzikreishu Yichpesle, and perhaps when Yichale, maybe more than not maybe. Certainly not, unless the person is interested in making himself or herself stout. So is it special in Nichalei? Because why should it be Nichalei for him to become stout? So that way it's okay for Shita Yis. That Rikreshe, the Lo Yichpeslei, and even Lo Nichalei is considered Misravi, Midrais. That's why Tesis explains it that way. Tesis explains it. Alright. Now, let's see the Rosh. Rav Shlomo Heinemann was Masik and Rav Chaim from this one. And when anyone, you should have a cloud, when anyone is Masik, whether verbally or in written form, so it means that he took it from Rav Shlomo Heinemann. Alright. That is the end of Shmini Shlomo. Paragraph 10. Bishilkes 9, begins time 9, it's over the Joss. Alright. בישוטל רבחוי קוסר אוסם יש תסמה דימאו לקופה ומקה משמוסים ועתיך מצעסו קרי בליסוס ודאפקל רב יודל דוסה דיס לדוש עם נסחב מוסה אבל רב שימן מוטה אבל רב שימן מוטה כיבי שהם נסחב נסירוס אלו נפוי ועוד יקיים רב שימן ושחב מוטה חמי מילה בגמילה בשבת מילה בשבת אבל כל עתירי כולה כאן הוא נקרב יודל ודוש נסחב מוסה ונבוא אבנירים בזה ובכל עתירי כולה כאן הוא נקרב שימן כי מה שלא יהיה פרק המליצי דבר נגד את מפס פרק נגד פרק נגד את מפס פרק נגד את המשנה וכן the same that, so that place was also mentioned וכן פרק אופסו המגושן הלו די מקיזם דם מבחיר דום רב יודה משמו הלוח את רב שימן ופור חיי לא עם רב שימן מסליס נדעש לו להשמין שמון הלוח את רב שימן גום הרב חי ברש ומי פורך אף אגב להשמין שמון הלוח את רב שימן משבס הקטעי צריך להשמין מעל אלו ודה ינחילות בין שבס לשוריסו והיכד לשוס את סמל רפואי ומקה עושר אפילו לרב שימן דימד רב שימן פסיכי שלו יום ולשייך כאן דברי בעל אורו יום על יוסר רב שימן פסיכי שאלו היכד למיכל אופ, נאו זה ולשייך כאן דברי בעל אורו יום על יוסר רב שימן פסיכי שאלו היכד למיכל דהי נדף כמין שבס דבין אמר לכם לחס מחשבס אבל בשור יסורים לא הבינו למיכל So he says just the reverse of what Rav Chaim said in the Rambam. So the Rav Chaim says the Rambam agrees in the Shita of Dov, and that's why. So Bachitik Yecholim, which is not Mischavim Lehavir, as a Tachteinei, so he's Potam and the score of Avod, because it's special Yerpes. And that's the reason as to why Mapis Mursa is Muta, because it's a Psichreishe to the Yerpes. But so he says. So that is only the Och Shite only applies to Shabbos. Because there is a Aloche of the Lechas Machshevet. Mashein Kim Kolatere Kule, like Iku, sterilizing a person. So they are, that's surely so. So even Tzikreshe L'Nichale is still awesome. So that's contrary to what Rav Chaim says. Forget Rav Chaim. Let's say Rav Chaim didn't say what he said. But that Rosh is very strange, because it appears from this Rosh that the Oruch only says the Pashtus Aloshin. It appears, and the Pashtus Aloshin the Rosh, that the Oruch only applies his concept of Tzikreishu Yichpeslei to Shabbos because of Melachas Machsheves. So there is a special din of Kavon. But that's contrary to what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim says Lechas Machsheves does not imply a din of kavon, only a din of yediyah. It's the general din of lech of the Lashon Mischavei that if it's a psikrei shed lo yichpes lei, so maybe it's considered a mischav. All right, but let's forget Rav Chaim. But the Rosh appears to say here that the Oruch Saloche applies only to Shabbos, not to Shoysov. How can he say that? There are several riots that the Oruch mentions from Shoysov. Mizal Piyayi.